It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are live from WFGR in downtown Grand Rapids. You listen to us on 98.7 or any other station you might be listening with around the state and the country. But we're glad you're here. This is the Grillin' Guys. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Yeah, we're back. We're back on the air. We're with 98.7 in Grand Rapids, which is a great 80s, 90s, and now station right up my alley, Jop.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of things are up your alley, and we're going to talk about a few of those this week.
Hey, don't start off like
but,
that.
But, hey, I just want to say a shout-out to several of our fans that are family members or personal friends shot me notes over the last week and said, hey, you know, glad to hear you guys are back. Missed you guys. And you know what? That made me feel good. And I just wanted to say shout-out to everybody and say thank you because, you know what, this four-month hiatus we took is wasn't by choice. We did it because we thought it was the right thing to do, but it's just, again, really good to be back.
That's funny because there's a fellow that works in a local gas station at Meyer and Lowell, and I was chatting with him. His dad loves listening to the show. He listens sometimes. And this lady next to me says, the Grillin' Guys, you're back on the air? I said, yeah. She goes, we listen to you up north all the time. I said, oh, it must be 98.5 UPS.
Right.
She said, yep.
Speaking of up north, went up to a golf outing last Sunday. And up in Big Rapids, kind of home for you and I.
Catkey?
Yep. Well, right. We know we played down at what's now called Hawkshead, right? Yeah. South end of town. Yep. We used to bartend, as a matter of fact, but it's called Hawkshead now.
No, that's where I met my bride.
Oh, okay. Well, that too. But anyway, went there, and I rode up with a buddy and his two brothers who I'd never met were playing with us. And we got out on the first tee, and he's kind of introducing us a little more than just, hey, in the car. And the guy stopped. He heard my voice. He goes, why do I know your voice? I said,
I
really don't know, man. And so Stan said, well, he's one of the Grillin' Guys. And he, you know, same thing. Said, hey, wow, I've listened to you guys forever. So it's just kind of cool to get back into it and have a little bit of fun with it. But
Our audience around the state, it's funny because we think of ourselves as Grand Rapids, but it's amazing how many stations – play it regularly because we're not that good. It's just fun when somebody recognizes your voice and wants to chat about grilling.
Well, enough bragging.
Next thing you know is you're talking about how to trim a brisket or how to get your butt just right.
Right. And speaking of which, we've missed most of the summer. Here we are coming back in August, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that I've been doing because that's you have a lot of time on your hands.
Absolutely.
Right?
And our show today is going to be all about the Northern experience, food and beer. And we're going to get into just some things you might do up north, whether you're camping or fishing or whatever, and maybe some beers you can find.
Right, exactly. We're going to do all of that.
Yeah.
So what'd you grill this week? Anything good?
Boring stuff this week. I'm still limping along with just charcoal, so it's a little bit of a it retards you a little bit because you got to count on an extra half hour to get some charcoal rolling. But
right.
For my wife's birthday Sunday, I did Charlie Jabor's famous shish kebab recipe, and I did something a little unique. Went to Sobey, picked up some steaks, and they had some beautiful New York strips on sale. They were just select.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a bunch of people coming over, so
sure.
I wanted
so that's
to be
what you
careful.
Selected.
I did, and they were beautiful anyway because it's Sobeys.
Right.
And then I picked up a tri-tip, and let me tell you how nice tri-tip works out on a shish kebab.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh. Well, for one thing, there's no trimming. You just cut it into your chunks.
Right.
And I pulled the first piece off. I even live-streamed it. It's on the Grillin' Guys Facebook page. They haven't banned us yet.
I couldn't get the volume to work on that thing. All I saw was your lips moving, and I could see the smoke flowing.
That's
but I
a nightmare,
any,
isn't it?
I couldn't get any volume, yeah.
Is it perfect?
Right. I was like, oh, no.
Anyway, the point is tri-tip is a wonderful meat, and I have never tried it before for shish kebab.
Right.
So word to the wise, it's a good bargain. I think I paid $8.99 a pound.
Right.
Oof, what a
couple
nice
things about shish kebabs. Dip your stick. right? Soak it in water if you're not using metal because they'll catch on fire, right? The wood ones will catch on fire. The second one is, and probably the biggest tip of anything that we could tell you about shish kebabs is cut your meat cubes almost the same size, as close as you can. Because if you got big pieces and little pieces, the little pieces are going to get overdone before the big ones get done. And then those people that get those aren't going to enjoy it nearly as much.
Yeah, Maggie and Christian came over and brought little Genevieve, our grandchild number three. And Maggie said, can you do a couple pieces well done for Genevieve? And I said, sure.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, the New York strip was on the end of about every skewer.
Right.
So that little chubber got some beautiful New York strip.
Right. And yeah, she probably, when she gets older and can make her own choices, will eat it medium rare like the rest of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
22 pounds at 8 months. This kid is growing.
Wow.
Yeah. Because our four-year-olds are only 30 pounds.
Wow.
So do that math. You're good with math.
Right. Yeah. Good stuff.
So what did you grill?
Well, I've done a lot of this messing around with this sous vide thing because I'm trying to do, it's almost like a reverse sear. Okay, that's where
you're cooking
in a bag in a water bath. And I did a couple T-bone steaks in it, and they were actually pretty good. Took them up to about 128, let them just sit there for a couple hours because you're not going to overcook them. I just wanted to get them to that temperature all the way through. Took them out, and they were already seasoned in the bag. I did that. Just took them out, hit them on a red-hot grill, as hot as I could get it, just put some color on either sides of them, and then served them up, and they're just, you know, just that the color's just on the outside layer, and the rest of it is just a perfect medium rare.
So
man, it was good.
It?
I was really happy with it, and I was surprised, quite frankly, because when you take them out of the bag, they're a little gray.
Well, Chef Schultz would be proud of you.
Yeah, right. But it's a cool thing. It's a really cool thing, and the little machine, you got one. I bought you one, so
you
ought to try it sometime. It's just something different. And you can go away, you can go do other things, and whether you leave that in there a couple hours or 4 hours, it's not going to hurt the steak any because it's only coming to the temperature that the water's moving around it. So
I think
kind of
you might want to be careful.
It'll break down after a while.
Well,
but
I'm just thinking the danger zone, you can't necessarily leave it in there as long as you want, depending on the meat.
Right.
Because you will be hovering in the danger zone if you're trying to do it your way, especially if it's pork and you're going to sear it. You're going to want to get it at least above 145 if you're going
to
leave it there.
Yep. It all depends what you put in the bag.
Yeah. So right after the show, Maureen and I headed to the UP.
That was last week, right?
In the next segment, we're going to play an interview from a guy named Chris Sarver. He owns a place I've come to really love and been there a few times now. It's called Superior Brewing and the Dune Saloon. But it's right in Grand Marais. And I drove like a banshee to get there just to have that beautiful whitefish meal they have. And we'll hear an interview from Chris Sarver here coming up. But we also spent 3 nights in various campgrounds on Lake Superior and Lake Michigan in this trip. And then we did a couple nights at my brother-in-law's cabin on Island Lake, south of Munising.
Mm-hmm.
Caught some nice crappie and it's the UP and the weather was perfect. We couldn't have asked for better weather. We just got so lucky. But yeah,
sounds like a good time. What'd you eat, man? Did you cook on an open fire or did you just?
We did. We did sausages one night. We did. Explored a new pasty place and had breakfast pasties one morning. That was phenomenal.
Ketchup or gravy?
Oh yeah, right. don't ask for gravy in the UP. If you want to walk out. Campfire food. Can't think of our last night what we did. I guess we did chicken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's too easy.
Yeah, right. It is. That's the other thing I've been doing with that sous vide is skinless, boneless chicken breast. You can cook them up in there, get them to 145, 150 degrees with the seasoning on them, and let them cool and throw them in the freezer. When you pull them out, it's cooked chicken,
mm-hmm.
ready to eat. And but
what'd you bring them up to?
About 145, 150.
Chicken?
Yeah. Yep. It was good. It was plenty good.
165.
Well, I want to hit them with a little bit.
So you're going to do that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. All I want to hit them with a little color at the end, but yeah. Or
yeah,
you can do that in a skillet.
Color.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Don't miss a trip past the restroom, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe in the next segment we can hear this interview I did with Chris Sarver.
Okay. All right. So coming up next, it's going to be a little bit about Lake Superior and a little brew at the Dune. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.